This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
In the wake of what happened to this young girl, Tibbetts, California state legislature has passed a resolution calling on Congress to formally apologize and for the President of the United States, Donald Trump, to join them in an apology, acknowledging wrongdoing and separating illegal alien families at the border. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. Do you think that the people in California who passed this legislation will also ask for Congress to formally apologize to the number of Americans who have been separated from their loved ones by illegals? I don't think so. KJ Radio is where you can find out more about us, kjradio.com, and you can call the show at 844-551-8255. Senators, state senators Kevin DeLeon, Richard Pan, and Scott Wiener authored the joint resolution that was scheduled for debate and passed. It was reported that just three legislators opposed. That would be Joel Anderson, Mike Morrell, and Jim Nielsen, while 29 approved it and 8 didn't vote. So in all, 11 people, three opposed it, 8 abstained. 29 people in California believe that the government of the United States should apologize to illegals for separating their family members from each other as we try to ascertain their status, make sure that they are indeed truly family members and not, you know, child human trafficking and things of this nature. And we're doing this as a favor to the countries that these people are escaping from. They believe that America owes an apology. I'm outraged at this, and you should be outraged. But this is California. This is the state of things in a state that, quite frankly, is not representative of an America that I know anything about. For all intents and purposes, California is a country that I don't even think the world recognizes California. You think the world would be okay with theft? I would love to see how California passes a piece of legislation that says it's okay to steal up to $750 and get that passed in the Middle East. Get that passed in some of these Muslim countries in Africa. I would love to see how California wants to enforce the ZZA, you will call me by my right pronoun, in these countries that don't quite buy the LGBT agenda. I'd love to see that happen. I'd love to see California pass legislation around climate change in countries like China, in countries that, quite frankly, are such polluters that they scoff at the idea. Go do it. I want to see California enact all this feminist crap around the globe. Why don't you go into these Middle Eastern African countries, these Central American countries, and talk about the patriarchal, you know, society in America and how you're going to get rid of that around the globe. Go for it. I'd love to see how they do it. People in California, I don't know. I wish I had a signal that reached. The one thing I was asked one time when I said, Kevin, if you could have three wishes, I said, I want one wish. I want the wish to be able to persuade people of anything I need to persuade them for. Because with that, I don't need any money. Hey, Foster, can I use that vacation home you just bought? Can I use that private jet in your pilot and you pay for it while I go to some event? Sure, Kevin. Hey, Mike, you mind if I use your vacation home in Jackson Hole? Yeah, sure, Kevin. We'll just reschedule our time there. Well, I appreciate that. Wouldn't that be great? I would love to be able to convince liberals of how crazy they are. It is idiotic that these leftists are continuing in this vein. It's idiotic. Oh, my goodness. The California State Senate. The California Senate resolution calls on Congress to specifically apologize to children separated from adult foreign nationals who illegally brought them to the U.S. border. It also petitions Congress and President Trump to acknowledge wrongdoing in separating illegal alien adults and children. The resolution describes the policy of separating foreign nationals who have crossed the border illegally as, quote, detrimental. De Leon described the separations as, quote, government-sanctioned kidnapping. Now, if you can accept that type of talk from a Kevin De Leon, good for you. I don't accept that. The United States government does not kidnap kids. We might kidnap a terrorist or two, but we don't kidnap children. But that's what this guy says. And then he says this. They created the problem. They need to fix the problem and make sure there's clear accountability. That's what he put in his resolution. You, America, we created the problem that made people leave their homelands and come to our border and then illegally enter. We created that problem. I guess if you want to look at it this way, the America that we created is so prosperous and so good that people are willing to do anything, including break our laws to get here. Yes, that would be one way to look at creating the problem. But then there's another way to look at it, that if you're a parent and you can't fix your own country and you decide you're going to go to another country, you, by going through the illegal system versus our legal system, created the problem. Now, do you think anybody's explained this to Kevin De Leon? Do you think in a way that he would understand it and hear it? It's unbelievable. They compared the family separations to the World War II internment of Japanese citizens, done by Democrats. The 1997 Flores statement under President Bill Clinton dictated that children could no longer be separated or something like that. I don't know the details, but here's the thing. I don't even need to know. We have allowed the left for far too long to tell us that their warped way is the right way. We're at fault when somebody comes to our border with their kids and crosses over and they want to use the children as the crutch. Let me put it to you this way. What would they say if it's just the adults that came over? Suddenly the children would be inconsequential, and then it would just be, you're inhumane because you're now separating this person from their country or something else. It's whatever the crazy leftist notion is around illegal immigration, it fits whatever the circumstances is. If they were to bring a goat, they would tell us, you're illegally separating the human from his goat. How inhumane. And there would be a resolution passed, and they would compare it to something that happened in the past. Are you sick of it? You know, what are Californians, what is the GOP doing to make this look as stupid as it is? I'll give you the answer. Nothing. There's nobody marketing to say, these idiots are still out there doing dumb stuff, and we let them do it, and we say nothing. Aren't you sick of this? Because I sure am. We got more talk.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed. And they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs. And it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It just was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm onto something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen
Come
here.
Come on, lady. Get a move on. Where'd you learn to bank anyway? Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
Hey, hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Catholics, come on. Come on. If I can call out black people for bad behavior, can't you call out your clergy? Holy cow. Look, I've defended the religion with everything I have because I happen to be a Christ follower myself, a very failed one. But I'll tell you this, if the Baptist church, or now I'm non-denominational, had the problems that the Catholics were having, I would be livid. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. KJRadio.com is how you can contact us, or call 844-551-8255. Look, I get it. You're a big group of people out there, the Catholics are, and you have a strong church. But you know what? Sometimes you got to get called out. And people are afraid. Oh, the Catholics are a big block of people, Kevin. They won't listen to your show. Hey, guess what, Catholics? I don't care. I'm going to tell you what you are. You have a church that is full of pedophiles. Priests that are, quite frankly, going into this whole thing because it's like some boys' club. Holy cow, why don't you let Barack Obama run the thing and just make it into a big bathhouse? What is up with this religion? A religion that understands that you shouldn't be buggering young boys is part of your ritual. That's what it's starting to look like. Look, enough is enough. And by the way, you have a secular pope. In case nobody's told you, you have a pope who's not looking at religious doctrine. He's butting in on things that have nothing to do with the church. And when, by the way, if he were butting in where it had something to do with the church, he would be talking down leftism, progressivism, Barack Obama's the new god of everything, instead of promoting this crap. Talking about open borders and all these other things. He's got a scandal inside of his church that he is hiding. The Catholics have hidden this. My youngest son was going to have a sleepover with a friend, and Melissa asked me if I thought we knew the parents of the child well enough, and I replied, oh yeah, I checked. They aren't Catholic. Here's a story about Pope Francis. It says on his first papal visit to Ireland, in almost four decades, he expressed outrage over the Catholic Church's cover-up of sex abuse and later met with eight survivors of what the Vatican called clerical, religious, and institutional abuse. We're not talking about schools here. We're not talking about colleges and universities where it's expected. We're not talking about Hollywood, where women happily jump up on the casting couch so they can get their next role. We're talking about kids. Parents who believe in the religious doctrine send their kids to be altar boys and find out the Catholic Church is buggering them. It makes me look differently at all my Catholic friends when I was going to school with Michael and Eddie and all of them. Hey, Kevin, you should come to my church. Were you recruiting me? He says, Ireland is ground zero of Catholic Church's sex abuse crisis, with the institution under fire across the globe for its systematic failures to protect children and punish bishops who hid the crimes. There is no ground zero. Everywhere there's a Catholic Church, it seems to be ground zero. Go back and look at Catholic abuses, blah, blah, blah. I met with a friar the other day, and he says, Kevin, we have separated from the Catholic Church. We are all heterosexual men. We, you know, follow the doctrines of the church to the letter of the law. We don't have any interest in little boys, and we separated ourselves. We're still Catholics, but we separated ourselves into a different sect within the Catholic Church, and they're out. I'm not going to even say where, because I don't know if I'll get them into trouble, but he told me, he goes, this is rampant. This is a Catholic dude, a dude who understands the system, telling me, Kevin, don't let anybody tell you that this is some anecdotal thing. This is rampant. Look, Catholics, be mad at me all you want. I'm going to tell you, I will call anybody out on the nonsense of what you're doing. You have a pope that's covering up for cardinals that are covering up for bishops. And it's all down the line. You've got a systematic problem here that is not being rooted out. And from what I hear, it is if you want to understand why the church, the Catholic Church, is becoming more secular and talking about things like, oh, abortion's okay, and, you know, it's okay if people want to have sex before marriage and all these other things that have no biblical doctrine whatsoever. And I'm not being a prude. I'm not being a prude. I bet you money the majority of us had sex before marriage. I will bet you money. But that doesn't mean we don't understand that it was wrong, that according to biblical doctrine we shouldn't have. We do understand it. We sinned, and that's okay. You know, get over it. You're moving, hopefully moving closer to God as you continue to do whatever it is that you do. But we're not so sanctimonious that we get it. But don't tell me. It was like saying, though, the Bible says don't lie. I bet you lie. I bet you do lie. Do you? Huh? It what? Yeah, you lie. You connive. You cheat. You do all these other things because you're a fallible individual. But it doesn't mean that you disrespect and disavow the doctrines that you learned in the Bible. You know this. You know what's right from wrong. He says, the failure of ecclesiastical authorities, bishops, religious superiors, priests, and others to adequately address the repugnant crimes has greatly given rise to the outrage and remains a source of pain and shame for the Catholic community. Then do something about it. Get out of other people's business when it comes to global climate change and all this nonsense, and why don't you handle your scandal? I'm sick of the sanctimonious Catholics. Oh, our church, our church, our church. Your church is ruining people's lives. You are the creator of many of the problems that we are experiencing now with homosexuality and the LGBT crap that we deal with, and you don't want to admit it. You're worse than Hollywood. Yeah, I said it. And I don't care if it offends a Catholic, be offended. You should be offended at what's going on in your church. You should look, I'm not going to tell you how to deal with it. You can stop giving money to it or whatever, but, oh, I'm a strong Catholic. I'm a strong Catholic. Be a strong Catholic. It's like talking to Muslims and saying, hey, why don't you deal with people wanting to cut off people's heads? You want to be sanctimonious about Muslims? Oh, they're cutting off people's heads. They're raping and doing this to women. Well, what are your priests doing? What are your bishops and cardinals allowing? You want to be part of the Protestant religion. You want to be part of this, oh, this thing that we hold so near and dear. Then do something. And don't be talking about it anymore. And I don't look, I've always respected the Catholics. I've respected the religion and still do. I think the Catholic Church is an amazing repository of religious artifacts and religious doctrine and things like this. And I certainly have that level of respect, but I'm not going to give you a pass when you continue stuff that has been going on for decades. It would be different if, because I remember talking about this 20 years ago and thinking to myself, wow, you know, I hope they pay those 8 boys. You know, I'm thinking this is like some anecdotal. Well, that was a bad diocese or whatever they call it, you know, that in that location. And I hope they pay those boys off and everything's fixed. And now we find out the scandal grows. It's metastasizing. And the Catholic don't seem to really give a crap. Get off your butts, guys, and go do something.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Have you experienced the miracle of CBDs? They can help you reduce suffering, reduce stress, help you sleep better, modulate inflammation in the body, and is absolutely safe. MetaHemp Solutions offers a radically innovative approach to CBDs for exceptional results. Stop suffering and reduce your stress now. Isn't it time for a good night's sleep? Stop worrying about tomorrow today. Lab tested for potency, purity, and is non-psychoactive. Free shipping to all 50 states. Try our product risk-free, money-back guarantee. Use code GCN15 to get 15% off. That's code GCN15 to get 15% off. Offer ends soon, so visit MetaHemp Solutions today at MetaHempSolutions.com or call 833-858-7500. Suffer no more. Get rid of the stress and sleep better. Get our product now at MetaHempSolutions.com. That's MetaHempSolutions.com.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
The first of 5 days remembering the late John McCain took place today down at the Arizona Capitol in Phoenix, Arizona. Starting at 2 o'clock Pacific time, the public will have a chance to pay their respects to the senator. At a private ceremony earlier today, former Senator John Kyle shared some thoughts on McCain.
John McCain believed in America. He believed in its people, its values, and its institutions.
Today, President Trump took to Twitter to launch an attack at longtime Justice Department official Bruce Orr, saying it's, quote, disgraceful, unquote, that he still has a job at the department. or testified behind closed doors to two House committees about his relationship with Christopher Steele and the FBI in an unverified dossier full of allegations about President Trump's ties to Russia. Currently, the Dow Jones Industrial is up over 50 points. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you one of those people who thinks it's okay to drive stoned? I mean, what's the worst that can happen? You end up driving below the speed limit? It's no big deal, right? Wrong. The truth is, your reaction times slow way down when you're high. You not only put yourself in danger, but everyone around you. Talk about a buzzkill. Stop kidding yourself. It's not okay to drive high. If you've been using marijuana in any form, do not get behind the wheel. If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI. Paid for by NHTSA.
When posting on most job sites, you get candidates.
I'm the sales director.
I'm the sales director you're looking for.
But when you post on Indeed.com, you get the candidates just right for you.
I'm a sales director with an MBA, over 10 years experience, who's also fluent in Japanese.
With Indeed, you can add screener questions for a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates.
Arigato.
Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I'm trying to learn to pick my battles when I date girls. I usually argue with women all the time, man. I'm stupid like that. You know? Like, I dated this girl one time. She was, like, really into, like, women's issues. So we used to always have these dumb arguments. So one time she came up to me and she goes, okay, explain this to me, Bill. Why does a guy make more an hour to do the exact same job, huh? I go, I'll tell you why. Because in the unlikely event that we're both on a Titanic and it starts to sink, for some reason you get to leave with the kids and I have to stay. No, it's $1 an hour surcharge. That if some stuff happens, either I can't leave or I gotta, like, get in the way of it to give you a head start, like, grab it, dog, run, honey, one Mississippi, sippy. You hear a bump in the night, I gotta go check it out, like, yes, he does have a knife. Anytime there's a hostage situation, who do they negotiate for first?
Well, at least let the women and children go.
Well, what about me? Bullets hurt me, too. What if stay in the vault. No, that's my point, man. Where are all the feminists in those situations? You know what I mean? You can't find them. There are no feminists in a house fire. That's a guarantee. You can take the most hardcore feminist, some chick right in your face, like, you chauvinistic, a little short, little haircut, the whole nine yards, right? Second those flames break out, she's going to twist those little hairs into pigtails. No, I'm just a girl. I want to go play jump rope. And leave you standing in a burning house like you're not flammable. You know, but I'm not a dick, though. I'm not saying I think a woman should make $1 less an hour to do the same job. All I'm saying is if you're going to make what I make when the boat sinks, you better be standing right next to me, listening to that guy play the cello. Then you get the corner office. You get all the benefits or whatever.
Feminism. The world is changing. And you could argue, is it changing for the better or for worse? I'll tell you this. I think feminism has created an ecosystem that has no upside. So, you know, you can take that for what it's worth. And I'll explain it because I was watching the show. I think it was on Real Sports or something, and it had to do with these, all the cheerleaders and the, you go to a car show and there's a model there. She's a beautiful girl. She's got nothing to do with the car. May not even know anything about the car. She's just there to be a part of the allure of the car. And, There's a feminist movement that says, get rid of all these women. So they are. And a guy, he was from somewhere, it's like a soccer team or something, and he predicted, he says, there are not going to be any cheerleading squads, there'll be no NASCAR girl, there'll be no spokesmodels and all that. It'll be done. Football, they talked about the Dallas Mavericks and their girls, the San Antonio Spurs, the Dallas Cowboys, iconic cheerleaders, girls. Look, think about it this way. Think about this. These are jobs that only women got. Guy couldn't do them. I mean, you want to talk about being at the top of the food chain. I had a friend, a family friend. Her name was Beverly. We went to college together at SMU. She became a Dallas Cowboy cheerleader. Do you want to know the source of pride? You would think I was a Dallas Cowboy cheerleader. I was so proud. My uncle, who knew her as well, you know, my uncle was a command sergeant major of Killeen. I met Beverly at college. My uncle knew her family from early on. And he told me, he says, hey, you know, there's a girl, nephew, she goes to SMU, and she's a Dallas Cowboy cheerleader. You might know her. And I was like, well, who is she? And he told me, I was like, of course I know Beverly. There was like 14 black people at SMU. Yeah, of course we knew each other. I was like, girl, I didn't know you were a cheerleader. She's like, yeah, Kevin, I made the squad, blah, blah, blah. I was like, wow, I was proud to know her, that she was one of my, you know, the SMU girl. She wasn't like a girlfriend of mine or anything like that. And then the connection with my uncle, he was beaming when he told, you know, Beverly, she a Dallas Cowboy cheerleader. She might as well have gone to Harvard and became a brain surgeon. It was proud for everybody. Now, she was a bright girl, went on to do, you know, good things with her life, as far as I know. But my point is, it was a source of pride. When your daughter grows up to be a cheerleader, if she becomes the head cheerleader, that was a role that you couldn't get as a dude at the school. The head cheerleader typically dated the blue chip football guy or basketball guy. And they ran off into the sunset and had a bunch of blue chip kids, good looking kids. That's the way of the universe. But no, now with feminism, feminism says, hey, you're objectifying those women. Now, a woman who was one of these models for Formula One, stunning. She's beautiful. Even in her older age, she was stunning. And she was like, well, you know, even though I was one of those women, later on in life, I was upset at how I was sort of driven to it. You know, what's the word I'm looking for? Subliminally. You know, how she objectified herself. Because nobody forced her to do it. Keep that in mind. Nobody said, hey, do you want to, you come over here and you'll do this because you're beautiful with those big, you know, bodacious or whatever. You get what I'm saying? And they were. So the point is, she wasn't forced, but by subliminal messaging, you know, what we've done as a society, we made her take this amazing job that made her somebody's trophy wife. And now she laments it. You know, it was the wrong thing for me to do. I shouldn't have done it. And I'm sure all the cheerleaders lamented. And I bet you all, I'm talking about the professional cheerleaders, and I bet you all these Victoria's Secrets models, you know, are completely devastated at what they've done. And I bet you everybody, every female that has graced the Sports Illustrated Swimsuit Edition has said, oh my gosh, what am I doing? Making all this money based on beauty, marrying the guy of my dreams, having a life that most women can only dream of. How dare I do this? You follow? Because I'm having trouble following. Another lady came on who was, I think, with the Dallas Cowboy Cheerleaders, and she made the comment. She goes, I don't get this. She goes, these are great jobs. These are things that give us status. She goes, we can't get out on a football field and play with these men, but we're in the sport. We're doing jobs in because the guy asked her, and it was funny. It was a very balanced interview by the guy doing the interview, because normally it's Brian Gumbel, who's a total leftist. But this guy was like, you know, what does this do for women? And the girl goes, the woman goes, it lessens the number of jobs we have. It lessens the number of opportunities that we have to be a part of the sport. Think about the old days when it was nothing but men in the locker room. Now you can't find a sport. I'm talking about men's sports. You can't find a sport where there's not a woman, and I'm talking about a pretty good looking one, on the field going, well, you know, Mr. Brady, tell us what you thought about the game. You know, blah, blah, blah. That's the way it is now. But what women have done, what these feminists are doing, is they are crushing their own movement. I don't get them. I'm like Bill Burr. You know, you got the first seat, you know, on a life raft off the Titanic, and you're complaining that somebody didn't bring you caviar. What more do you want? Somebody explain it. Call Kevin Jackson, 844-551-8255. That would be me. I want to speak of myself in the third person. Or give, you know, I want your opinion. What is it about feminists that they just want to destroy each other? Now think about what they're destroying. They're destroying the spokes model, the car model, the bikini model. You want to know why? I think you know why.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. You can say it. Come on, fellas. Yeah, it's the hairy underarm crowd. You know who I'm talking about. The ugly women, the ugly feminists, they feel, for all I know, maybe some of them are pretty, but most of them are so ugly on the inside that it exudes to the outside. They can't stand. They cannot stand it when their time is ended and somebody else can take the reins. And they become vindictive. Vindictive at their older selves. Let me tell you something. I'm going to put myself in a situation where I've made money being a male model.
And by the way, I have.
But let's just say, just go with me, okay? Let's say I made money as a male model. And people go, Kevin, how can you objectify yourself and all that? And I go, man, I did it because it was a great career. That was the only reason I did it. It was a great career. I had the body. I had the face. I mean, look at me. How could I not? I mean, what do you think I'm going to tell you? You think I'm going to go back and regret,
oh, it's too bad. I set a bad precedent for all the other black models, the beautiful black men of the world.
And now I need to change it. I'm not changing it.
Oh, societal norms will tell you to change it. What societal norms? That people appreciate beauty?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Mattis Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for Sunshine Pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra-long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find Sunshine Pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insists on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Oh, the left are so mad. They are so mad. And let me tell you how easy it is to set them off. Just say, President Trump. That simple. President Trump. If you think just having to say those words makes a man, though, wait until you see the little thing, the quiet moves that Trump is doing to make these guys understand his legacy will live on for a long time. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson is who you're listening to. KJRadio.com is how you can find out more about me and the team. And, oh, my goodness, this is amazing news. Trump's successes on almost every front angers the left to no end. You know, they called him incompetent. And every single day, Donald Trump upstages Obama, and it hurts the left to their rotten core. Trump demolishes the failed legacy of Obama, ironically, causing the left to have to plot against him. They have to plot against America in order to be successful with Trump. Remember how we felt having to say President Obama? Many of you probably were like, I'm not going to call him president. I never did. Called him Obama. Many on the left called Trump Mr. Trump. But here's the reason why we said it about Obama. Because he didn't have a plan to make America great again. He had a plan to make America a piece of crap. That's what he had a plan to do. And he was pretty successful at it. And we disagreed with him on policy. Not on color. Not on any of the any things that they think are that were, you know, we cared about. Nobody cared about that. We cared about his policies. And so we didn't have to plot against him, though. That's the key. We just had to watch him do what he did, and we tried to fix it. So everything we were doing, we said, we don't want Obamacare. We knew what that was going to do to the economy. We said, we don't want higher taxes. We need lower taxes. I don't care. We need to redo our trade deals. He said he would redo our trade deals. I'll get more into that later on. But he did none of it. So as we fought against him, we fought for sanity. When you fight against Donald Trump, you are fighting against making America great again. You are fighting against America first. You are fighting against the national anthem. You are fighting against the flag. That is the difference. Throw the book away, Alinsky. It does you no good. We know your playbook. It doesn't work. When it's not about Donald Trump. If Donald Trump, the billionaire, egotistical guy that they claim him to be, if he were making it about him, we'd be losing. Donald Trump would be feathering his nest. He'd be doing all kinds of things. He'd be making all the people around him rich. Donald Trump hired in rich people and said, let's get this country straightened out. He wasn't dogmatic. He didn't bring in a bunch of Republicans. He brought in Democrats, Republicans, moderates. People that he thought he could really, were going to really make an impact. And he even brought a couple of dogs with fleas, like Omarosa. They don't all work out. But it didn't matter, because Donald Trump is still beating the crap out of the left. As they launch their evil plots and conspiracy theories, Trump takes their weapons and beats them over the head, reminding me of Samson beating the Philistines with the jawbone of an ox. Except Trump is using the jawbone of an ass. And if President Trump's wholesale commitment to make America great were limited only to the economic prowess or dang near achieving world peace, that would be enough for his legacy. Trump would be like Tiger Woods, who may not eclipse Jack Nicklaus's records in major wins, but few doubt that Tiger Woods is the greatest golfer of all time. And in the case of Trump, he will eclipse the greats. For some of us, he's already done it. Trump has eclipsed the venerable Ronald Reagan, and get this, he's less than 2 years in. So what is Kevin Jackson of the Kevin Jackson Show talking about? I'm talking about what's been quietly happening with the courts. Now, this is a report from July of 2018, well over a month ago. Pew Research looked at the wholesale changes that Donald Trump is making to the judiciary. Donald Trump, they wrote, has successfully appointed more federal appeals court judges so far in his presidency than Barack Obama and George Bush combined at the same point in theirs. And with his nomination of Brett Kavanaugh to the Supreme Court, he can install his second justice on the highest court. He will install Brett Kavanaugh. Take it to the bank. Then he's going to likely install two more, one to two more at least. And that's where things get dicey for the left, because when you look at what he's done to the Supreme Court, that's one thing. But this next judiciary achievement is the one that I want to focus on, these federal appointments. 43 judges, including one Supreme Court judge, 22 appeals court judges, and 20 district court judges, dozens of other nominees waiting in the Senate. Two more appeals court judges could be confirmed. This was at the time, in July. So he was up to 22 appeals court judges. For all I know, it's 24 now. While a few of Trump's predecessors, going back to Jimmy Carter, had also appointed a Supreme Court by July 12th of their second year in office, none had appointed close to as many appeals court members, the powerful judges who sit below the Supreme Court. So just to give you the numbers. Trump, 22, appeals court. Obama, 9, Bush, 9, Clinton, 11, George H.W., 15, Ronald Reagan, 14, Jimmy Carter, 10. That's appeals courts. 22. Next closest, George H.W. Bush, 15. Next closest, Reagan, 14. Clinton, 11. Carter, 10. Bush and Obama, 9. That's the data. Anybody think Trump knows how to work from the top down? The SCOTUS, the Supreme Court. Trump will have 2 judges on the SCOTUS. Likely as many as 4 when his presidency is done. Second, Trump outpaces all modern-day presidents with federal judges at 22. That's the next highest level. Do you think, I'm asking you, America, do you think Donald Trump has a strategy for getting the Supreme Court judges in there when he prepared that document of the people he would appoint in advance? Then he went on the federal judges, the people who become Supreme Court judges. 8 out of the 12 judges on the Supreme Court, I'm sorry, 8 out of the 9, are federal, have gotten appointed because they were federal judges. Do you think he's got a strategy for that? The New York Times tweeted this. After just 18 months, Trump has flipped 2 circuits, the 6th and the 7th, from liberal to conservative. 2 more, the 8th and the 11th, are on the verge of tipping. You get that? That's the impact. That's the longest lasting impact of any president, is what he does in the judiciary. These are people that serve 20 plus years or more. I did say plus, so you get it. Hugh Hewitt shed light on Trump's impact to the courts in an article. He says, Trump has appointed 21 of the 167 current full-time judges and intends to fill an additional 20 or more vacancies by the end of the year. This was in 2000. This is for this year. The president and the GOP-controlled Senate have thus already put 1/8 of the federal appeals bench in their seats. Each of these new appointees, all principled originalists, in the mold of the late Justice Antonin Scalia, will have more than 400 participations, meaning they're going to rule on many, many pieces of legislation. This had to be in 2017 because they had 21. And by the time, by July of 2017. I think it was. Anyway, 21, now it was 22. He was looking at 2 more additional. And Hugh Hewitt says, well, he'll have 41. The number they have was somewhere between 40 and 41 on the court by the end of his second year. He says, Trump, if you look at the number, just the sheer number and the rate he's going, Donald Trump will have 80 appeals court judges by the end of his term versus 55 for Obama. Half of the judiciary will be appointed by Donald Trump. Now, what is the makeup? Is he replacing a bunch of conservative judges or is he replacing a bunch of liberal judges? I don't know. But I'm going to tell you, he's probably going to appoint almost half of them. And he says, to assess Trump's impact, read the annual report of the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Fifth Circuit. He's already nominated 4 of the 15 active judges on that circuit, soon likely to fill 2 remaining vacancies. Each active judge, again, he talks about the number of opinions. So, again, going back to that tweet, Trump turning the fifth and the, what did he say, the... he's flipped 2 circuits, the 6th and the 7th, and he's about to flip the 8th and the 11th. And it made me think about the 9th, because that's the one that everybody talks about, is the 9th circuit. What's going on there? I don't know. But I can tell you this, it's a lot less liberal than it was before Trump. And Hewitt writes this, the critiques from the never-Trumpers' rump have always been heated and sincere, but also unbalanced by any appreciation for this remarkable record of repair of the bench. The third branch looks today and will look for decades into the future far more originalist because of Trump.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.